Hi, and welcome to the Feed the Pig podcast. I'm your host, Tim Farrell. Money shouldn't drive your future, but neither should debt. It's time for you to take control, not just for today, but for your whole life. Remember, small changes add up. The Feed the Pig podcast is here to help you take steps to start saving for today, so you'll have a solid financial future tomorrow. Here in episode 17, we're going to be chatting about living with a roommate and all the financial baggage issues that come with it. All right, it's been a long time since I've had to get a new roommate, but Curry is joining us today. And Curry, as I understand it, you're going to be going out and getting an apartment and you're going to have a new roommate. Tell us a little bit about your situation.
Me and my friend, Kim, we're about to move into our first apartment together. We haven't lived together before, and I'm just a little wary about some of our finances, basically her spending habits, my spending habits, and how we can pay our bills on time every month.
Have you known Kim a long time?
About 5 years, but we know each other through a mutual friend.
And you've gotten along outside of, so you feel comfortable that you're going to get along well as roommates?
Yes.
And when you talk a little bit about your spending habits and her spending habits, are there differences between you?
She's a little bit more extravagant than me.
Okay. And you feel comfortable with the apartment you're getting is something that's within your means,
Yes, it's within both of our means.
Okay, well, we also have Jordan Amon on the phone, who's a CPA from New Jersey, who joins us regularly here on the Feed the Pig podcast. Thanks for coming in again, Jordan.
My pleasure, Tim.
All right, so Curry, she's got a friend. They're good friends. They've known each other for a while, about 5 years, and they're gonna get to join together and get an apartment together to save a little bit of money. Which saving is always good, and certainly something we talk about all the time on the Feed the Pig podcast. What are some of the things that she should be thinking about when she sits down with her new roommate Kim? Are there any ideas? Any things that you think you should recommend to her?
I think one of the first things is, as with any relationship, and it's sort of a non-financial point, is just communication. And what I mean by communication is, sit down and come up with a budget together of what you expect, the expenses to be that you're going to share. What's going to be a joint expense, whether it's electricity or utilities, are you sharing food, different things like that, so that you come to an understanding in advance of who's going to be responsible for what. And then you can come up with a method to handle those financial responsibilities, whether it's, one person pays all the bills, or you each have a bill in each other's name and you true up at the end of the month for any differences. So really it starts with communication and making sure that everyone's expectations are clear so that you can, really get into the nuts and bolts of it and save money, which is what you're intending to.
And when you're looking to try to save money, obviously by, like you said, joining together, what's the best way for her to put together a budget with Kim?
I think what you and Kim need to do is you sit down and you go over what the expenses are going to be. So, rent is a fixed number. It's kind of fairly easy to determine. Are you guys going to have one check, or are you going to each send your check in separately, send them in together? So, rent would be sort of the first thing on your budget. And next would be you have your utilities. You have an electric bill and you have a phone bill, assuming you're sharing a phone. And, cable TV is more of a necessity these days. So these different expenses, you might have certain household goods like toilet paper and soap and things like that that you're going to have to prepare for. And so you got to kind of list out all the expenses and then come up with a plan for how you're going to actually handle, divide up those responsibilities and, pay for them.
Okay, Kim is a bit more extravagant than me. I'm fine with basic cable. I'm really not at the apartment a lot. But she does watch TV a lot, and she does want the Comcast digital cable package.
Oh, yeah. With the football package? Mm-hmm. Or no?
The basketball play. How should I suggest that she pay a little bit more for the cable bill, or even I pay for the electricity bill, just to even it out?
It's really, some of it is not a financial consideration. It's also in your relationship. But if you're good friends and you understand each other, then I would just, come out and say, this is in my budget, and, I was only budgeting X amount of dollars for cable, and by getting the HBO, it's going to be a little bit more. Is this something maybe you can only get in your bedroom, or maybe, you can pay the extra $10 a month for HBO, and I'll handle some other expense that, maybe you don't want, and try and find some middle ground to work it out so that it's not a a stressful point, but so that you're not paying for something that you're uncomfortable with or not able to financially.
How about if a roommate has a giant dog?
That might be a little bit more of an issue because you might be scared of the dog, but that should cost less than the HBO issue.
All right, great. Thanks, Curry. I hope this helped.
It did.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan.
You're welcome, Tim.
Thanks for joining us again on the Feed the Pig podcast. And don't forget to look for us next time because we'll be looking at more ways for career builders to make the most of their money. Jordan Amon works for Amper, Polizziner, and Mattia, a CPA firm in the New York, New Jersey region. If you're looking for more information on ways to save, you can check out feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. Or if you have a question that you want us to talk about, email it to us at feedthepig@gmail.com.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or feedthepig.org. It is provided with the understanding that AICPA and feedthepig.org are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and feedthepig.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to and assume no responsibility for the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.